Lucas kicked back in his leather recliner. It had been his favorite chair until his prosthesis had torn the footrest. Every time he looked at the ragged slash in the damn thing now, it only reminded him of the endless ways in which his life had been altered. He massaged his stump, especially the knee, which ached after the long run he'd pushed himself through earlier. It had been nearly 7 months since his amputation. He'd never worked harder to get back to normal, whatever the hell that was these days. Though he'd trained like a madman when his life had depended on his physical and mental abilities, he was more cut than ever. Endless gym time had guaranteed it. His gaze wandered down his ripped, freshly tattooed chest and the muscles of his abdomen, which were pretty damn defined, even while he slouched, completely relaxed, or as close to it as he ever got. He picked up a controller and turned on his gaming console, ready to slay some aliens and save the human race again, like he did most nights, until he nodded off in this piece of shit chair, which now sported a dent the size and shape of his ass. He couldn't believe how much he sat. Before, he'd been active, only getting horizontal to hook up with a fine woman or grab a few hours' rest before heading to the next assignment. Now he spent most of his time outside of his rehab efforts here, hoping to settle his mind enough to doze off. Sometimes, it was the only way he could sleep at all. Lucas figured he'd give his other leg to be back out there, making a difference in the world. Except he knew if he tried, he'd only put others at risk. Endangering his team was something he would never do. Despite all his efforts in therapy, he'd never been as agile or stealthy or, probably most important, as mentally unhindered as he'd been before his injury. Blending in and hiding his identity on covert ops would be impossible with such an easy tell for his enemies to discover. The military probably assumed they'd done him a favor by medically discharging him with full salary and benefits for the rest of his life. He scrubbed his hand over his face. Then again, he wouldn't take his leg back if it meant the evil he'd witnessed the day it had been crushed went unchecked. Often he dreamt of that closing gate, and his last-ditch effort to keep it from trapping victims, Ellie included, inside a ghastly prison, by using his body as a doorstop. They'd gotten her out of the scientist's clutches, not in time to avoid being wounded, at least as badly as he had been, but in time to keep her and dozens of other innocents like her alive. Both of them had survived, if in one hell of a state. His partner Steve hadn't been as lucky. Breath wheezed out of Lucas as he remembered the look on Ellie's drugged face when their friend Lily had hauled her from the cloud of sex offender that had turned her fellow prisoners into monsters who attacked her.